Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 11th. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Jeff Jacobs plans to donate land in downtown Reno where more than 800 housing units could be built. Jacobs is the investor behind the planned Neon Line District. His proposal would include some affordable housing, but Jacobs doesn't want to build it himself. He's hoping the Reno Housing Authority will take it on. Jacobs says federal funding from the recently passed infrastructure package could help.
So if everybody's on the same page on the vision, then we go out and try to see if we can attract some federal and state money to come into Reno.
The Neon Line District has been controversial. To make way for the project, Jacobs has knocked down weekly motels that used to provide housing for low-income residents. At a virtual public meeting last night, city officials and Jacobs' company answered questions from community members about the project. You can watch the meeting on the City of Reno's YouTube page, and Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau is covering this story. He'll bring us an update on the meeting today during All Things Considered. The Nevada Department of Corrections has temporarily suspended visitation statewide due to a spike in coronavirus cases among inmates. KUNR's Andrew Mendez has details.
So far this month, more than 200 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Corrections Department. That's more than a 300% increase in cases compared to the entire month of November. The department has also seen a surge in COVID cases among employees. This month, more than 200 staff members have tested positive. That's a more than 600% jump from all of November. Just under 77% of corrections employees are fully vaccinated against the virus, while roughly 67% of inmates have received the vaccine. Andrew Mendez, KUNR News.
Nevada transportation contracts approved yesterday are expected to support more than 500 jobs this year. That's according to the Nevada Department of Transportation. One of the projects that the State Transportation Board approved is to resurface 27 miles of U.S. 95 near the Amargosa Valley area in Nye County. The Transportation Board also reviewed the emergency drainage pipe repairs that crews installed on Mount Rose Highway in Washoe County last month. When it comes to states with the most economic momentum, the Silver State is ranked number one. That's according to a report by Federal Funds Information for States. The report says Nevada is recovering from the pandemic at one of the fastest rates in the country when it comes to three factors: personal income growth, employment growth, and population growth. This top ranking comes on the heels of reports showing Nevada led the country in gross domestic product in both the first and second quarters of last year. A recent report shows most low-income households in the region aren't taking advantage of an internet incentive program launched by the Biden administration last year. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The incentive gives households a monthly $50 discount on their internet bill. It applies to everyone making 135% or less of the federal poverty guideline. Those living on tribal lands will get a $75 a month discount. It's aimed at reducing the digital divide. Folks who don't have broadband face disadvantages from a lack of online education to telemedicine. But a recent report from the California-based research firm Broadband Now estimates that only a fraction of eligible households are actually receiving the discount. 7 or 8% in Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming. The number is higher, between 13 and 25%, in Nevada, New Mexico, and Colorado. Tyler Cooper is an author of the report. He says advertising for the program has fallen to internet providers.
And in really rural areas, that communication just might not be as constant or even present at all.
Now, changes are coming this year. A new program reduces the incentive to $30 a month, but expands eligibility to anyone making 200% or less of the federal poverty guideline. The $75 discount will remain for those on tribal lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And the West is facing an historic drought. Our two largest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, have been getting smaller and smaller. Today, federal lawmakers will hear from experts about this problem. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee will also discuss potential solutions, like expanding hydropower to other dams. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.